From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. South Florida celebrates Haitian Heritage Month in May, and one of the main activities is photo prints. This exhibit includes work from 20 Haitian artists at the Museum of Contemporary Art in North Miami. It includes sculptures, photographs, and films. Jacqueline Charles wrote about the exhibit for the Miami Herald.
These artists come from a particular area in Port-au-Prince called Grand Rue. It's, you know, this main thoroughfare in the capital, and when you go there, you basically see the creativity of Haitian artists. I mean, they take junk and just metal and they turn it into sculptures, and it's an expression of everyday life in Haiti.
You can hear a conversation with one of the artists and the curator of the event on Sundial this afternoon at 1 p.m. Did the booming bass from this past Ultra Music Festival on Virginia Key leave Biscayne Bay fish stressed out? The Miami Herald reports that toadfish, common to the bay, exhibited acute stress levels hearing the music while swimming in their research tanks. Scientists from the Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science measured the amount of a stress hormone in the fish's blood before and during the festival. They found that the toadfish exhibited more stress during Ultra than they did listening to sounds from a natural predator. The findings raise concerns about how Ultra might impact other wildlife if the festival returns to Virginia Key next year. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.